Hong Kongers in California mark 10th anniversary of 10 years, call for continued support for freedom. Hong Konger Community Center in Northern California held an event with Amnesty International on November 10 to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the award-winning film 10 Years. The event in Castro Valley, featuring a screening and a panel discussion, called attention to the plight of Hong Kong's political prisoners and urged continued international support for the city's democracy and freedom. Nearly 100 people from across California attended. Released in 2015, 10 Years is an anthology of 5 short films by different Hong Kong directors. Each imagined the city's future from a different angle under tightening control from Beijing. At the time, many saw the work as dystopian fiction. A decade later, many say the reality has surpassed the film's darkest predictions. 10 Years won Best Film in the 35th Hong Kong Film Awards. Reality is much worse. Former Legislative Council member Sun Chung Kai, who attended the event as a panel speaker, told the Epoch Times that when he first saw the film, he thought it exaggerated Hong Kong's possible decline. "I didn't think Hong Kong would ever become that bad," he said. But 10 years later, reality is much worse than what the movie showed. He said Hong Kong is now undergoing a second wave of emigration, with more than 300,000 people believed to have left. This is the second major exodus of Hong Kongers, likely larger than the one between 1990 and 1996, before the 1997 handover, he said. He said it remains to be seen how many Hong Kongers will leave by the time the current wave ends. He added that most democratic parties and civic groups in Hong Kong have been forced to disband this year under pressure from authorities. "There will no longer be street politics or party politics in Hong Kong," he said. "For Hong Kongers overseas, carrying on our culture and spirit is essential. To persevere is to win. Beijing isolating Hong Kong." Eric Lai, senior fellow with the Georgetown Center for Asian Law, said rewatching 10 Years serves as a stark reminder of the freedoms Hong Kongers once had. "The authorities are tightening control over Hong Kong, suppressing press freedom, and cutting off its international connections," Lai said at the event. "Beijing wants to isolate Hong Kong from the international civic society and human rights groups and turn it into just another inland city in China." He urged the global community to maintain engagement with Hong Kong and called on democratic governments and media outlets to continue monitoring the city's situation. 1,900 prisoners. Joey Hsu, spokesperson for Amnesty International's Hong Kong Overseas Chapter and moderator of the event, said more than 1,900 political prisoners are now detained in Hong Kong. "Their situations are extremely difficult and deserve global attention and support," she said. Hsu told the Epoch Times she was a child when she first saw 10 years a decade ago. Now living in exile in the United States, she said the film remains emotionally powerful. "Watching it again is painful," she said. "But what drives me is not hatred, it's hope. Suppression of culture." Attendee Sher Chunning compared Beijing's suppression of Hong Kong's culture and language to the tactics of the Japanese occupation during World War II. "Back then, the Japanese banned local languages," she said. "Now the CCP is doing something similar, pressuring Hong Kongers, especially the next generation, not to speak their own language." At the end of the event, participants posed for a group photo holding flyers that read "Free Lee Chuk-yen" and "Free Chow Hang-tung." Both Lee Chuk-yen, former Legislative Council member and vice chairman of the Labour Party, and Chow Hang-tung, barrister and former vice chairwoman of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China, remain behind bars as political prisoners. They have each been detained for more than 4 years.